Hi, this is Sharon Greck, and this month in Living with Color, let's discuss how light affects paint color. Have you ever agonized over a color decision in store, only to find the colors look completely different when you view them at home? This might not be the end of the world if it just means your socks don't match, but when you're investing in large quantities of paint, carpet, or bolts of fabric, it can be a very upsetting and expensive mistake. Light is the most critical factor to consider when you're selecting a color for your home. In general, there are three main sources of light to consider: direct sunlight, indirect sunlight, and artificial light. Direct sunlight is considered the ideal light source. It has the most true light with balanced warm and cool tones. However, it's not consistent throughout the day. With the late afternoon in direct sunlight, we see distinct golden shadows, which are quite beautiful, but greatly influence the color of objects and spaces. When it comes to artificial light sources, there are many options, with incandescent, fluorescent, halogen, and LED to name the most common. Each of these has its own characteristics, which have an impact on color vision. Incandescent lights are warm, casting an amber light onto the surroundings, while fluorescent light is very cool, almost blue and tends to gray warmer colors. Halogen has been a designer favorite for many years, as it most closely resembles daylight and appears to heighten the effect of color. With energy savings and sustainability top of mind today, more and more of us are considering LED options, which are available in varying ranges of warm to cool light. Decorating with various types of lighting is a good way to balance out these lighting effects and create the most comfortable atmosphere. Ceiling pot lights are great sources of overall light and especially flexible when you use dimmers. However, additional fixtures like chandeliers, pendants, floor, and table lamps are not only decorative, but also bring more ambient light and character to a space. Regardless of the type of light you have, the best advice to avoid a costly color mistake is to always view color options at home under your own lighting conditions. Always bring samples home and even view them at different times of the day to get the truest sense of color. Hi, this is Sharon Greck. Thanks for joining me, and remember to tune in monthly for my Living with Color podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.